Both the council and Mayor Kyle Moore say they're continuing to talk about how to fund services that would be cut if there's no changes to the proposed fiscal year 2019 budget. That includes not only 4 less firefighters and the closing of Station Number 6, but also no new properties being added to the city's Fix or Flatten program and the loss of a nuisance abatement inspector. That proposal is not popular with aldermen in the city's western wards, who deal much more with abandoned and empty homes. After the meeting, Mayor Kyle Moore said that a proposed $4 a month public safety fee could take care of those problems, at least for the next fiscal year.
I sent him an amendment today which would have the revenue from the public safety fee, which then would reinstate the fire station, reinstate a police officer, the minimum housing inspector, also do a $200,000 fix or flatten program for a year, which would take care of 20 houses.
That fee, which would raise some $800,000, would sunset on April 30th, 2019. Moore hopes that by then, how the city collects revenue will change.
We'll have a committee that will start in May looking at restructuring our revenue sources and to make a recommendation to the council by the end of August. And at the same time, we'll also have a garbage and recycle committee that will look at privatizing garbage, so there'll be an option there.
Not only is the budget up for a final vote next week, so is a proposed doubling of water and sewer rates to pay for infrastructure improvements. In its current form, that will likely be voted down. A modified proposal to raise fees by a third could also be voted on next week. Engineering Department head Jeffrey Conte says that if there's no rate hike, the city's water and sewer departments would be operating at a net loss within 2 years. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.